broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
All right, Stone Peyton Lee Cantor back with you from ATD 2017. Had a lot of fun this morning, and Lee, I don't think it's going to stop, man.
It is just nonstop here.
This is going to be a fantastic.
Fun never ends.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to this. Saw this gentleman on the schedule. Please join me in welcoming back to the Learning Insights microphone, founder and CEO with Juby Inc., Mr. Larry Mole. How are you, man?
I am awesome. Having a great time here at the show.
Now, Larry, you're going to be speaking on Wednesday. Did you know that, just by the way?
Am I?
They don't tell all the
Seriously?
Speakers. Surprise.
I better get something together.
And the topic is modern learning in action. Can you talk a little bit about that, a little sneak preview?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for asking. So we have been doing a really cool project with the Home Depot. It's called their Director Leadership Experience. It's where they've taken some high potential directors and they've developed a very interesting learning path that people go through over about a 6-month period of time that results in a whole new way of behaving and acting in terms of their leadership role. And we've just been really blessed to have them select Juby as the platform that manages that experience. So we're going to be talking through what is this program, what is this thing that they call action learning, what is this thing that I call modern learning, and how does it practically come together in use at the Home Depot?
Well, you mentioned Juby. Can you share a little bit about Juby? What are you guys up to?
I'm not sure. Is that
You're
what
I'm sure? If you founded it and they're not
Darn
sure.
It. Oh, okay, sorry. Well, okay, so Juby, actually the word Juby is short for jubilant.
Oh, okay.
You were wondering that.
So
where
I was very much wondering.
You were wondering. And part of it is because, you know, we just believe that, you know, learning is supposed to be something fun and rewarding and actually important, something you would actually celebrate accomplishing. So, you know, I had a background in corporate learning. I was the chief learning officer for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta here
right,
in Atlanta.
And
then before that, I was the CLO at American Express Corporation. And before that, I did led learning and development at Motorola for the cell phone division. And
you can't hold a job.
I can't keep a job. You're right. Why do you think I became an entrepreneur?
I get it now.
You know what another word for entrepreneur is, right?
Unhirable.
Unemployed. Exactly. So I decided, you know, my big frustration was I loved being able to develop people. Obviously, I'm in this business, but what was frustrating for me was there was so much content that we had to get out to people all the time that I was worried about, were they actually applying it on the job? And so I started to look at what's really happening with the industry and how this is really being done. And I came to the conclusion that we could just do better in terms of having a methodology where people could learn things and really apply them on the job and create the environment that we know actually makes that happen. So that's what Juby is. We call it a learning transfer platform. So what we do is we can take any content and we wrap it in an environment and a process that drives on the job application.
So you're largely, to some extent anyway, content and methodology even agnostic. It's layering your process on top of it.
That's right. So we're agnostic to the content. We have applications in leadership development and a lot in healthcare and sales and service. It's really the methodology. It's the other factors that people wish they could put in play on a large scale. Things like my manager really supports me during this engagement. I'm earning points and rewards. You know, I'm earning some of these gamification. I'm earning things along the way. I have a community of peers and experts that support me. All those elements combined with the content. And then lastly, in our platform, you actually get the opportunity to apply things on the job, and you have somebody in your network that actually acts as your mentor, your accountability partner, your buddy, so to speak. So you're journeying with somebody else on the platform.
So your platform creates collaboration. There's some gamification elements.
That's right.
Do you do anything kind of to dissuade certain behaviors? Like, is there like kind of shocking or
there's the electroshock module on day 3. We don't lead with
or is that
I mean,
like the advanced
That's right. There's a certain thing. There's a smell that emits from your computer.
This is the new world now.
Hey, but all kidding aside, you can't necessarily go to just any company. Just any old company is not going to embrace this, right? I mean, you've got to be working with progressive, forward-thinking, open-minded, senior-level execs.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think everybody you'll talk to at this event and throughout this industry, this isn't new. I've been in the search of this for 20 years as well, is everything that we're delivering, all this $165 billion that's spent every year in training, is it producing on-the-job behaviors, new things that people do on the job, and is that leading to helping our business? We've all been in this game for years and years and years. Really, all I've tried to do is say, I think we know how that actually works. Our model is called Learn, Do, Inspire. So it's a very simple formula, and that's what the platform delivers, an experience where people can learn in bite-sized chunks, they can apply things on the job, and they have a support system. It's just that generally what you need to do is you need to duct tape and glue that together with other systems. Jubi's doing that all kind of in one platform with this, again, underlying philosophy that this is how people actually learn. So when you actually talk to people and you say to them, so do you play a sport? Do you play tennis? Atlanta's a big tennis town. How have you learned to be a better tennis? They're not going to tell you, I took a class.
Or read the book.
Not only, but they may have done that, right? Which is awesome, right? That's one third of the equation. The next thing is I went out on the court and I played. And I learned a lot by playing. And then the third thing is maybe I had a group of friends that, you know, I competed with. And, you know, they both ribbed me, challenged me, and supported me.
Right.
That's the model that we know actually drives behavior change. I've just, you know, with my partner Terry and other people, we've said, let's put that online so that we can help everybody increase the outcomes of what they do.
All right, and when you say online, you mean actually online?
Actually online, right.
Online.
Online. So it is a you know, technology platform hosted on Amazon Web Service.
All right, so I'm trying to envision these initial conversations.
Yeah.
First of all, how you even got to have a conversation with someone that can write a check at Home Depot. You ought to teach that class too sometime. But then I'm just trying to envision how it goes, because this is not their first rodeo. And
right. It's actually pretty simple. Again, remember, I came from the buyer's perspective for 20 years.
Well, that's
so
got to be helpful.
I was the guy that was buying these technologies. And
right.
So, again, it's a very common frustration if you talk to people and you say, how much of what you're delivering can you show another executive is actually leading to behavior change? So you take 100 people through a sales effectiveness program. Can you tell me how many of those people are actually using those things that you said were important to be effective salespeople? And either they can't tell you, or it's a low number.
Right.
And so it's a pretty easy conversation to say, would you like to increase the adoption of what you're already doing? And that's really the way into the conversation. And again, then the next part is, hey, you know, this whole thing that I call modern learning is really these two things. How do I meet the learner where they are now? Because people are mobile, right? They're micro learning. All these things that we know about are trends in the workplace. But how do we, it's not just about learning delivery, it's also about learning impact. So how do we combine those two things together to create kind of a new value proposition?
Now, are there any baby steps that a prospect could take in order to implement this, or they got to go all in?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So a lot of our customers get started with doing a blended thing. So for example, let's say that they already have a workshop of some kind that they just love and they don't want to get rid of their workshop, and that it would make sense to. So what they can do with Jubi is, because it's set up like a journey, every tile is another activity on what we call a quest board. So it's like a quest you're going on, right? It's pretty fun, right? So you can have a couple of those activities that they would do before they come to an actual live event, right? And it's really easy. You can just author your content and you can ask a bunch of questions and you get people to know each other. Then you actually deliver the content using another activity right during the workshop. And then let's say that you create maybe 6 weeks of activities that they can follow up on, where they're actually things they go do on the job to try things. So you get that sustainability approach. So you don't throw out what you're doing. In fact, think of Jubi really as a tool that manages the journey, no matter whether it's all digital, whether it's You know, you can use classrooms, digital, web meetings, whatever it is. It gives people this visual journey, keeps score along the way, and connects people socially. That's kind of like at the heart of what it does.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the things I like about this starting to come into focus for me is I find that a little more palatable. I've already put energy, resources, I feel like I've done a pretty good job, and there's probably very little, if anything, wrong with the actual content of
exactly.
my training, and now that's what you're coming in and helping me do. So that was very helpful.
Exactly, and I think one of the powerful things is the way that we built the engine, you can embed content from other sources. So let's say you already have a bunch of e-learning that you've built, but you're saying to yourself, my God, my dropout rates on this are really high, and you know we're not quite able to get what we want done. You can embed that learning module right into Jubi, and then you get all the benefits of everything else, preserving the content you already created. So you don't have to start from scratch. You can, but you don't have to start from scratch.
Do you have any stories or success stories you can share maybe with somebody who had existing content that
yeah.
they had, and then they said, okay, let's throw it in your machine and let's see if we get a different result.
That's awesome, yeah. So one of the stories I like to tell is actually a company right here based in Atlanta. It's a company called AllConnect. And it's one of these great companies that you would never know unless you were in this business, right? So for folks that have moved recently, generally when we move, what happens is that we have to get our gas hooked up somewhere else, right? So mm-hmm. the gas company actually, when they get the call to hook up your gas in the new place, they actually hotlink you over to AllConnect, and AllConnect connects all of your other stuff for your home. So they sell you your cable, your phone.
Oh, nice.
Right? And so they have to understand the products and services of all these other service providers. So imagine that. And so they're a sales call center. And so they're basically paid on revenue per call, and they give part of that back. As part of the relationship with the gas company, right? So it's a really cool business model. It's really unique. And their issue was that it was taking them almost 4 to 6 weeks. It depends on the level of agent, but 4 to 6 weeks from a new hire to get them to actually be earning revenue on a call. Flying solo, earning a revenue.
That's an expensive 4 to 6 weeks.
It's an expensive 4 to 6 weeks,
yeah.
Especially when, you know, what the kind of call volume they're talking about. Because this is a national company. There's 4 call centers in the U.S. and 1 in South America. So you can imagine that's a lot of money you're leaving on the table. So what we've done is we went through a process with them using our methodology, and we were able to kind of compress their content by really thinking about what is the stuff that people really need to do well to be able to make a good sales call, to engage the customer, how much product knowledge do they really need to have. So we took it, put it in our methodology, streamlined their process using Jubi, and cut their onboarding time really down to about 3 weeks. So we cut it by about 20%. And then what was really cool was that at the same time, we increased their revenue per agent by 17% at the same time we were cutting the cost.
Right, because now they're earning instead of learning.
And exactly. Can I use that?
That one's free.
But what's cool about that was they were earning in a place where they never earned before.
Right.
Right? Not just because of the time, because of their effectiveness.
Well, talk about sustaining mid-level sponsorship for ongoing learning.
That's right.
Because that's a P&L I got to go in every Friday afternoon
exactly.
and sit down with my boss and talk about. Now,
exactly.
now I'm getting behind this thing.
Exactly. So what that's led to is just this great partnership where now what we're actually doing is something really cool. Our next phase with them is we're moving into more of the sales effectiveness for the installed, the quote, installed base of agents.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how do you keep people fresh that have, they've gone through the new hire process, right? But now they're, the products are changing. There's more sales skills to learn, all this kind of stuff. So AllConnect has gone really, really well. Is they've created this incredible analytics engine where they can actually tell by agent what they call the selling biases. So for example, if you're a salesperson and you have Xfinity at home, let's just say that, you're
right.
more likely to sell that to somebody else than something else.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, right?
Right.
So they can actually look at data that shows this, and then what we're doing is connecting their system to our system so that we adaptively send just the right content to that person based on the selling bias, and then a coaching item to their supervisor, so they create a connection right away, and they can mitigate
wow.
that issue. So that's what a great partnership does, right? These guys are just they're just great. I mean, they really are. They know their business. They're at the top of their game, and they have built incredible internal analytics systems, which allows us to hook up to their technology.
Well, I can't get a handle on where you would stop with this. It looks to me like every time you do something like this, you're going to learn three more ways to help people, right?
It is. Our biggest, you know, it's funny because, you know, our biggest dilemma, quite frankly, is where to focus, right? Because the applications are wide. And so if, in terms of company, you know, industries that we tend to focus around a lot is it's healthcare, it's call centers, it's retail. So we tend to focus in those areas, not exclusively, but a lot of the application works well. It's a millennial population a lot, you know, there's a lot of knowledge now and behavior now that's needed. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is on the healthcare side, we're actually working with the state of Florida where we're piloting a program to help adolescents with asthma to manage their asthma care so that they don't miss school or don't get readmitted to the hospital. So we've gotten a partner that is one of the national experts in asthma education, and we're putting that content and those action items on the platform, and then we're going to try this out and see how it goes. But I just like to be able to, with, you know, with my love for what I did at Children's, to be able to try and contribute at this level as well. Yeah. I think it'd be so much fun, right?
Now, how do you counsel clients that don't have kind of this, you know, library of content?
Well, the other thing that we can do is we work with partners. So we actually go get or curate content from other sources if they don't have their own. Mm-hmm. All Connect did have all their own. Home Depot had all of their own. You know, they were very clear on what they wanted to do.
They're more mature in that area.
Exactly. So we'll work with partners. For example, you know, Dale Carnegie Corporation is here today. We partner mm-hmm. with Dale Carnegie. We use their content, and we partner up and put it on Juby. Growing Leaders is here today. Other companies that really have specialties in different areas, we'll partner up with them, and we call it Jubify. We Jubify them.
You Jubify them?
We Jubify them, man.
Well, I wonder, particularly as you continue to grow and expand and find different ways to serve different constituencies, if you won't find some companies that do have content and they just don't realize it. Like, right there within their walls, and then maybe you got to find a partner to help them draw it out,
that's,
to mine
that's
it, right?
That's a really good point. You know, one of the roles I had at Motorola was I was the head of knowledge management, like a fancy word for... I'm not sure what, but it was a cool title, right?
You were in charge of talking to the old people.
It was cool, man. It was so cool. But anyway, that whole job was about how do you get content that already exists in this massive company and get it shared, because it already is there, to your point. Mm-hmm. So we have one consulting firm, actually, that's a great, great company that uses Juby as a knowledge management tool. They have their consultants. They can easily grab content that they're working on with clients, author it into the platform, get it out to people, and just use it as a knowledge management tool.
Good stuff. So if somebody wants to learn more, website for guys?
Our website is www.getjubi.com.
That's J-U-B-I.
That is it, J-U-B-I, like jubilant, only not, shorter.
Well, you are certainly jubilant. You've made the afternoon jubilant. I can't tell you the last time I had this much fun having a conversation about learning. Thank you so much for coming and
hanging with us. Well, thanks for having me always. You know, I just love being with you guys, so thanks so much.
Absolutely our pleasure. All right, we will be back in a few from the trade show floor of ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production, brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.